show, you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231, the Sickle CAI toll-free line. As we launch in hour number three of the program, it is Ian here with you.
And Nick?
1-800-259-9231. Join us online, freetalklive.com. It's the place to go. The features there are for free. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. On the way here, we can talk about schools, but I said we're going to continue the story. We didn't quite have time to finish up. It's just a short one, from just to give you an example of how destructive, how terrible some of these police departments around the country can be when they're going in, guns blazing, kicking in doors, using battering rams, exploding tear gas devices, and in many cases, the victims are completely innocent of anything. They just, you know, the cops got the wrong house. Or whatever the issue is. They got some bad information, the wrong tip. And they go in and they show their force, and people get scared and hurt. Sometimes people die. And as a result, it just makes the cops look bad, makes them look worse and worse in the eyes of the public. In this case, it's from HollandSentinel.com, Battle Creek, Michigan. A law enforcement student says she might give up her dream of police work after officers stormed her home while searching for bomb-making materials. Charity Young tells the Battle Creek Inquirer that police with guns and wearing black masks terrorized her and her 2-year-old son. This is why would anyone say this is necessary? Like, even if there was a chance that there were bomb materials there, why do you need to go in with you know, MP5s? Wearing black masks and shouting and yelling. Why is that necessary? If it's a bomb-making material, odds are good that there's not some mad bomber just standing in the middle of his living room waiting for the cops to break in. Couldn't you just use a little more tact?
I think you could. I've never understood the black masks. I can understand them.
They're embarrassed. They don't want to be seen.
Well, supposedly what they say is... they don't want to be targeted if they go after a criminal element. They don't want to be singled out for being targeted. But I think that's stretching it, especially in a case like this. And I can understand when they bring a gun along. I don't think they have to crack out an arsenal. I can understand if they grab a long arm when they go in.
Right. I mean, it's not like...
if they have some reason to expect resistance, but...
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, the mentality is really the problem.
Yes.
Kick in the door, like almost like a house-to-house search in Baghdad is the way they do it here.
Yeah, it is, and it's got to be a frightening experience. I mean, usually they barely even take the time to yell police before they bash in the front door. I believe the Supreme Court has essentially given them the go-ahead to yell and then 2 seconds later bash in the front door. So, in this case, Detective Sergeant Todd Madsen says officers were investigating bomb threats at Battle Creek Central High School. He says a search warrant had been obtained for Young's home after at least 3 students reportedly heard her 16-year-old son make statements about bomb threats. Are you serious? That's all it takes to raid someone's house with a SWAT team and scare the crap out of a young lady and her 2-year-old son? Is some kids at a school said something about what another one of their co-students said? That's nothing more than hearsay. Now, look, I don't know what it was like for you going to high school, but when I was in high school, there were different cliques, and different cliques didn't really get along very well with one another. Is it completely possible that 3 people would have gone to the administration and said, "Hey, I heard that Nick was talking about blowing something up this weekend"? Even though you didn't say anything at all to that effect, isn't it possible that someone could have done something like that?
They could have. Students in high school will often say things about bombs or guns that aren't related to threatening anybody, and people will take it the wrong way.
Sure.
Sometimes.
They won't hear the whole thing or whatever.
Right. I think generally it happens every day in American high schools, and it's just generally not reported because people understand that people talk about certain things, and, you know.
This is
not necessarily planning to kill a bunch of people.
This is just utter crap. I mean, who could possibly... and I know we have some law enforcement officers listening to the show, and I'd love to have them chime in here, but as a law enforcement officer, who could look at this case and say, this was good detective work? I mean, are you kidding me? There was actually no real threat made to anybody of consequence. No one picked up the phone and called in a threat. If that had happened, well, then you'd have some real evidence. But all you've got are a couple high school kids saying that someone said something.
Right. I mean, to be fair, it depends on the student's history. I don't know if the student had a history of violence, maybe a history of making threats. I could see a judge granting a search warrant, but there's no need to send a SWAT team. Why not just send two officers in the middle of the day, have them knock on the front door?
That would be enough.
Come in, look around. Right. Nope, there's nothing here. Sorry to bother you.
Right. They really are going overboard. And they use the SWAT team in more and more instances where it's completely unnecessary.
Oh, they use it now just almost like a modus operandi to do search warrants.
Right. It used to be. Am I wrong about this? But didn't the SWAT team originally used to be for, like, violent situations where someone's being held hostage, that sort of thing?
Yeah, they were basically the backup. Or if you knew that there was a group of very heavily armed people that, you know, that you were going to execute a search warrant on,
yeah,
then you'd send them in. But they weren't just used as the standard practice.
Right.
We used the SWAT team to do searches. That's not what they were supposed to be around for.
It's just nonsense. Oh, by the way, the last line in the story here, no bomb-making materials were found. So they went in, they kicked in the door, they screamed, they yelled, they scared the crap out of this young lady that was actually considering becoming a police officer. She apparently had a life's dream of being a police officer. Now she's thinking about giving that up. So once again, scaring the good guys away and keeping the bad guys on the force. That tends to be what happens. The good guys, we're told there are so many good cops, but when we actually talk to them on the air, they're all either in the process of quitting or they've already quit because they're tired of all the corruption and they're tired of the unnecessary violence. And you know what? Even if this kid did have bomb-making materials, and even if he was at home, usually the excuse from the police as far as, hey, why are you guys using a SWAT team in this case? Well, it's because he might get rid of the evidence. We've got to be quick. We've got to be fast. No, you don't. It's certainly not with bomb making. Not even with a drug dealer. You can't flush a pound of cocaine in any decent amount of time. And especially with bombs. You're talking about, you know, pipe bombs and all kinds of things. They've got to have housings to go into.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there would be lots of evidence here.
You can't just flush it down the toilet. I mean, this is nuts. But it's going on all over the country. And it could happen to you next. Apparently, if some kids at school don't like your son or daughter. I mean, a lot of people think, you know, when they hear these stories, they say to themselves, well, my son's good. He would never do something like that. Well, first of all, you might not necessarily know all the things that your son is, you know, saying at school during the daytime. And even if your son is good, if they get bad information or they raid the wrong house, you could end up dead. If you make the wrong move in front of these cops and there's one of them with an itchy trigger finger, say goodbye. And the cops won't bother to apologize afterwards. It doesn't matter to them if they've torn up your house, they've gone through all your belongings, searched everything, and just strewn things about everywhere. They'll just leave. They don't care. You get to put it all back together. You should be happy, citizen, that we didn't take you into the clink tonight. That's their mentality. And it's just despicable. But it doesn't end there. In Ocala, Florida, according to TampaBay's10.com, a 22-year-old Ocala woman says her faith in the justice system is shaken forever. Amy Sellers spent 9 days in jail for a warrant on a warrant that wasn't even hers. The Marion County Sheriff's Office arrested Ms. Sellers on a warrant for another Amy Sellers. Now, the other Amy is 6 years older than this one. The wrongly arrested Amy says she didn't even get to see a judge during her stay in jail. Her boyfriend took 3 days off from work, trying to prove to the sheriff's office that they had the wrong Amy. After 8 days in jail, the sheriff's office finally realized they'd made a clerical error. But still, they waited an entire extra day to release her. Why? Well, because they don't care. They don't have any interest in providing you with customer service, or even pretending to give a damn about you and your situation. This girl's 22. I'm sure she had a job to be at for that week that she was in jail. But who cares? Her name matches the same. It's the same name. Must be the same person. Well, that's some real quality detective work there, guys.
You know her arraignment for 9 days?
Yeah. Speedy trial, huh?
Yeah.
800-259-9231. And I'm supposed to be happy we have government police? These people aren't protecting anything but their own jobs and the system. More on the way. You can take control. We'll take you into a police academy class next.
Imagine for a moment that everyone trusted you. You would sell more, love more, and accomplish more than you ever imagined. Scientists have discovered the human hormone oxytocin increases people's trust in each other. Now with Liquid Trust, you can harness this power. Buy Liquid Trust now at 800-507-3718 or on the web at liquidtrustspray.com. Use code FTL to get free shipping.
Call 800-507-3718 or liquidtrustspray.com.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Ted Anderson from Midas, December 27, 2007. Gold, 829, 80-ounce gold coins can be purchased for $854.56, $421.10 for half, $210.55 for quarter. That's $854.56, $421.10, and $210.55. The Chinese government has begun a campaign of economic threats against the U.S., hinting liquidation of its vast holdings of U.S. treasuries, responding to Washington's trade sanctions, forcing the Yuan Revolution. Communist Party bodies are warning that Beijing may use its 1.33 trillion reserves as a political weapon, causing bond yields to spike, hammering the U.S. housing market and throwing the economy into a recession. Russia, Switzerland, and several other countries have reduced their holdings due to this threat. Economist Ambrose Evans Pritchard published the report, China Threatens Nuclear Option of Dollar Sales. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hey, Dad, we need your help finishing the Christmas tree.
Okay, boys. I just got a few more Uncivil Liberties DVDs to ship out today.
Why do you guys make Uncivil Liberties?
You know how we like to look at those cool illustrations on Rents.com?
Yeah, David D's rocks. I like the chips ones.
Well, those aren't chocolate chips. Those are little tracking devices the government wants to put under our skin someday to track us.
You mean the government's not the good guys?
Well, they should be the good guys. They're supposed to do what we the people say they should do. But these days, the people are too busy watching their favorite TV shows to keep an eye on the government.
You mean like SpongeBob?
Yeah, that's right. So we made Uncivil Liberties to help remind everyone to keep an eye on what's happening, not to fall asleep.
Asleep? It's not even bedtime yet.
Exactly.
Uncivil Liberties, a political thriller ripped from today's headlines. Go to UncivilLiberties.com to receive your full-length feature on DVD for only $13.95. Purchase a copy today at UncivilLiberties.com.
In this jungle called life, only the tiger survives. So says the armchair survivalist Kurt Wilson, owner of Survival Enterprises. Kurt talks common sense about food storage, health care, firearms and weaponry, security, urban and wilderness survival techniques, and the simple things we can all do to help us and our loved ones survive when bad times hit. Learn to be one step ahead of the crowd in everyday situations. The armchair survivalist is geared for the rest of us who don't have unlimited funds to buy land, a cabin, build a bunker, or buy all the expensive survival supplies that would come in handy. He shows you how to work smarter, not harder. For over 25 years, Kurt has been helping people prepare for hard times. The Armchair Survivalist is sure to be an informative, entertaining, and educational talk show, with Kurt not only sharing his vast level of survival knowledge, but taking your calls as well. Listen to The Armchair Survivalist, Saturdays at 5 p.m. Central Standard Time on the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. The CAI toll-free line. Get to you here with you.
And Nick.
800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. That's the place to go. The features there are for free. So if you want to get, kept up to date with the show, you can get sent up for our updates list at updates.freetalklive.com. You get on that for free. That's updates.freetalklive.com. Do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you'd like to keep your clients, too. SACL CAI, check out their banner at freetalklive.com or call 800 544
844-6359. That's 800-544-6359 for SACL CAI. Our number here is 800-259-9231. And as always, you can bring up anything. We go to the phones. It's Jeremy in Montana listening on KGEZ. Hey, Jeremy.
Hey, originally I wanted to call you up in and ask why you say as usual or as always every time you talk to me, but I wanted to commend Julie at the same time for, because I know she does co-host to this show sometimes.
She does.
And for at least getting out and trying, did she make the city council? I didn't hear.
She didn't. She got 22.5% of the vote. And so it was a two-way race, and I consider it a success, considering the amount of money we spent. We spent $70 on the campaign, and we weren't even really able to campaign in the ways that we wanted to, because the New Hampshire State Attorney General decided to threaten her with up to 7 years in prison for going out and offering people to essentially give her paychecks back to the taxpayers. They didn't like that very much, and so as a result, we'd had these campaign flyers printed up, which is what the bulk of the $70 went to. It was like $40 of the $70 was for the campaign flyers, and we'd already passed out about 500 of them, or no, about 400, and we couldn't pass out the other 600 because they became contraband. So the campaign was kind of crushed by the state.
I had one more thing, Ian. The reason I wanted to commend her was because, you know, a lot of other talk show hosts and co-hosts, even like John where I live, you know, and Savage, Michael, all these guys, that Alex Jones, they all got a way to fix the world, but none of them want to get out there and run for any office.
Oh, I don't blame them. I mean, running for office sucks, and Julia didn't want to run for office either. She absolutely couldn't stand the process, the attention that was brought to her. I mean, in my opinion, it was positive attention, but she still didn't really like having to go through some of the stuff that she went through with the people attacking her and just the dirtiness of the political world. It's really a disheartening thing, and as a result, you know, she's considering not doing it again in another 2 years. I think that some people are going to try to talk her into it. I think she should give it another shot, because I think that's what they want. I think that they want to scare her away. They were frightened by her running in the race, because she brought ideas in, and she brought in some really original ideas that people don't normally hear in the political process, and they didn't like that. They were quite frightened by it, and rightfully so, and so I think that they want her to stay away, and I hope that she doesn't.
Well, the thing that I don't get is how, like, you know, somebody like Michael Savage, who brags on how many listeners he's got, and
does he?
He's got the world and everything, and then they don't do nothing but talk. You know, they don't. That's why I wanted to commend Julia, is because she actually got out there and tried to run for something and make a change instead of sit on her butt.
It's a great point, Jeremy, and thank you for the call tonight. 1-800-259-9231. Completely agree with it. I mean, most of the people in this business are paid to talk, and that's their job, and they do it fairly well, I guess. That's fine. But they don't. I don't think they purport to be activists. I don't think that you know, Michael Savage or Rush Limbaugh really purport themselves in that way. And so I don't think they're trying to pretend like they aren't, that there's something they aren't in that way.
Well, it doesn't even have to be running for office either. I mean, there's a lot of different things you could do for activism. I mean,
sure.
Work for an institute like Downsize DC, promote something like that, or if you don't want to actually run for office but you want to help someone's campaign, do something like help out with the Ron Paul campaign, or a local person who
right.
wants to reduce the size of government, and do it that way. But doing something's rather than doing nothing.
Activism is, there's so many different ways you can be activist. I mean, writing a letter to the editor of your newspaper is considered activism. And I don't know how much or how little some of these other talk show hosts do. I imagine it's very, very little. You know, they come in and they do their show. And the general theme in the industry, the way the industry looks, the talk radio industry, looks at that sort of thing, is that, you know, you need to be in the business first and foremost to entertain people, to get them to listen to your show so they listen to the commercial breaks and patronize the advertisers. First and foremost, that's the number one reason you want to be here. And I agree with that. Because obviously having listeners and having them stay listening to the show is a critical component. And they basically say that if you're getting into talk radio to change the world, or you're getting into talk radio to get a candidate elected, then you're doing it for all the wrong reasons. And that I completely agree with. On the other hand, I think that, you know, being on the radio is an important thing for people that are coming from our viewpoint, at least, the pro-liberty viewpoint, because it's a viewpoint that's unheard of in the rest of talk radio. It's not a partisan thing. It's not a Democrat and Republican thing. It's a right versus wrong thing. And so talking about liberty isn't the same as one of those other hosts getting on the air and spouting off his party's talking points. I think it's a completely different situation.
Right, and I think you can do the right thing for the wrong reasons. Even if you get in the business for what the business would consider the wrong reasons, it still doesn't mean you're not going to do well with the show. I mean, it all depends on if your show is entertaining, people listen, people stay through the ads.
That's true, but what they've generally found is that, like with Air America, this liberal talk radio network, a lot of these hosts got in there with the intention to, you know, trash the Republicans and promote the Democrats, and if that's all your show is, and same thing for the converse, if all you're doing is trashing the Democrats and promoting the Republicans, it's not. I think it's a little bit weak. I think that's not that entertaining to the majority of listeners, and the fact is the majority of listeners aren't Democrats or Republicans. In the world of talk radio, the statistics show they've interviewed listeners, and they found that over 60% of them are neither. Which is, again, why I think that, you know, libertarian, liberty-oriented shows do so well in talk radio, because we aren't pandering to one side or the other. We don't have that allegiance that many of those talk show hosts have, and I think that's really important. 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free number. The important thing is to get active in your life, in whatever way that you can, and Nick suggested some great options. But that's something that we certainly encourage here on Free Talk Live, because we can't do it alone. You know, we can't get out here and get on the radio and change the world. That's not possible. All we can do is get on the radio and talk about ideas. That's what we do, and I think we do it fairly well on this show. We get on, we talk about things that no one else is talking about, or very, very few people in the radio industry are talking about, and help, you know, get people to think of things from a different perspective. Instead of this left-right mentality, red team versus blue team, Republicans and Democrats, we are trying to promote a different idea, and I think it's very powerful, and I think it's one that inevitably will lead people to make a change in their life and move toward being more active, because I think that they can see how bad things are really getting out there when they listen to a show like this one, and they say to themselves, you know, I've had it. I've had it with sitting around and pretending like I'm making a difference by just listening to the radio or whatever. Get out and do something. Go join the Free State Project. Move to New Hampshire. Join, you know, the Ron Paul meetup groups in your area. Meet other like-minded individuals that also believe in liberty to help reinforce your belief system, and get out there and spread the message of freedom. That's what I think it's all about. More on the way. You can take control of the airwaves. Coming up, the Police Academy class slogan. You're going to love this.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras, cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home. Night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder, and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go online and check out our huge selection of spy-related gear. Christmas is coming, so don't delay. Go to spyville.com. That is SPYVILLE.com. Or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I've educated myself on the importance of preventative care and cardio maintenance. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with the building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by Jim Strauss after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery. As a seventh-generation herbalist, Jim knew that there were herbs that had a long tradition of heart, blood, and circulation properties, and that there had to be another option besides going under the knife. Jim said no and began working on a formula to better himself and others. After he perfected the mixture of herbs and spices, he created Strauss Heart Drops. Get the Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.95. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you really can do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
Let Sears keep you warm this winter with a new Carrier or Kenmore heating system from a name you can trust. With unbeatable pricing, year-round maintenance and repair, plus our satisfaction guarantee, it's time you called Sears at 1-800-241-0746 for a free in-home consultation. Ask about our special financing terms. A new, more efficient system can keep your family comfortable year-round and may help you save money on high energy costs. You can count on Sears for the quality materials and installation you have come to expect for over 100 years. Call now for your free in-home consultation. Offer ends 020208. Subject to applicant creditworthiness. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. Licensing information available upon request. Energy efficiency may vary depending upon your home and climate. Call now for your new heating system from Sears and ask about our special financing terms. Call 1-800-241-0746. That's 1-800-241-0746. Sears, where it begins.
Hi, Dr. Deagle here from the NutraMedical Report, 2 to 4 p.m. Monday to Friday here on Genesis. You may have heard how relaxing an ionic foot spa can be. The warm, soothing bubbles rushing around your feet. The joy of relaxation. Few people realize how much benefit the ionic cleansing can be to remove toxins from your body. Electrochi Premier Foot Spa helps in cleansing the body of harmful toxins and energizes your cells. Each treatment will electrically recharge you at the cellular level. Your cells become electrically balanced and the cells are oxygenated. Your body will begin to work better. Energy helps your body to purge heavy metals, toxins, and parasites. And with ElectroChi, your well-being, vitality, and energy and health will improve dramatically, and you'll feel rejuvenated and energized. This is sold at thousands less than your health professional's office. Activate your wellness with a relaxing, energizing detoxification with ElectroChi Energy Foot Spa. Balance your body's meridians of energy and your wellness today. 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, medical.com.
News, politics, sports, cars, home improvement, health, and everything in between. We've got you covered. You're listening to the GCN Radio Network.
Talk Live, it's your show. Bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Nick.
You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We've got live streams, broadband version of the show, and a dial-up version, both for free for you at freetalklive.com. Barry Cooper wants you to never get busted. Jim Lark was the chairman of the Libertarian Party. Ethan Nadelman, the founder of the Drug Policy Alliance. Peter Crist, a spokesman for law enforcement against prohibition. And Ron Paul has called for an end to federal drug raids. They all want to end the war on drugs, and they'll all be at the New Hampshire Liberty Forum. Where will you be? Register now at freestateproject.org/libertyforum. That's freestateproject.org/libertyforum, and use the code 2008FTL if you want to save 10%. That's 2008FTL. Still to come, we're going to give you the just shocking slogan from a police academy class in a moment. But first, we go to your phone calls. Talk to Alex in Florida. Alex, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Nick.
Hey, what's up, guys? How are you?
Hey, good. What's on your mind?
You're hearing me okay?
Yeah, we got you.
All right, cool. I want to say a couple of news or news things that are going on with the Ron Paul campaign that I don't know if have been mentioned before.
Okay. Kind of
a few days old, but you guys know about the Meet the Press, Tim Russert interview, right?
Yeah, we started the show out tonight talking about how Ron Paul's been stirring things up in the media with his honest assessment of the Civil War and how it wasn't really about slavery and it was more about just controlling the states and preventing them from seceding, and the news media certainly didn't like that. Was that what you wanted to focus on, or something different?
Well, something different, but yeah, I mean, that shows that the journalists don't read anything. They don't read any real history. They don't
nope.
They don't dwell into conflicts in American history. And I mean, I remember when I was a kid that the Civil War was still a sticky subject. But nowadays, everyone, I guess, believes that Lincoln is a supreme being and all that. But
yeah, that's basically the attitude that they're portraying.
Yeah, it's real sad. But it came out that Lou Rockwell posted on his blog that Tim Russert's son is actually a Ron Paul revolutionary, which I found very interesting.
Hmm.
And that was a little interesting note. And also, Karl Rove was on Hannity and Combs a few days ago. I think almost a week or two ago. And he was talking about how he could see himself supporting any candidate to the Republicans except, and he mentioned by name every Republican candidate. And then he said, but they might make an uninformed and harsh decision and jump on the bandwagon and not elect one of those. And
yeah.
He didn't say Ron Paul's name, you know, he didn't say Ron Paul's name, but it implied, you know, when you say every other Republican's name and then you say, I hope people don't jump on the bandwagon, we know who you're talking about. So.
Yeah. Well, that's funny because it sounds to me like he's scared. I mean, suggesting that there is a bandwagon to be jumped on and that he's worried that voters are going to do that. I mean, it sounds like they're a little bit frightened.
Yeah, the establishment is definitely frightened. Karl Rove is at least weary that Ron Paul could get the nomination. And, I mean, you saw a 6% jump in the American Research Group's a poll in Iowa of Ron Paul. And that's all real good stuff. And the hardcore Republicans in Iowa are liking Ron Paul. That doesn't even measure the independents, Democrats that are coming over, new Republicans that are voting.
Sure.
So Ron Paul has a real good chance. So.
I think so. I mean, I don't want to blow it out of proportion. I don't know how good it is, but I think it sure as hell is a lot better than any other Libertarian candidate we've ever seen.
Time will tell.
Indeed it will. Any other thoughts tonight, Alex?
Yeah, something real quick. I just wanted to sort of put something out there that I hear a lot of, like, socialist people talking about and just people in general talking about differences between communism and capitalism. And I hear people talk about capitalism saying, oh, we don't want capitalism because they'll create monopolies and all that. But I like to tell people how, aside from the theoretical arguments why monopolies wouldn't occur in a capitalist society, I like to take them back into the history of economics and really show them how, in fact, communism was created to bring monopolies. Monopolies in Karl Marx's ideas were real good things, because if you centralized everything and became more efficient, you know, the resources weren't wasted.
Nonsense,
ideas were able to manipulate and improve production better. And
we saw they were completely wrong about that.
Right. Exactly. Right. Right. But you see Karl Marx talking about how he hated the anarchy in the means of production. That, you know, the means of production were everywhere and they weren't centralized. So the core difference historically between capitalism and communism is that one favored monopolies while the other favored anarchy in the means of production. Anarchy in no one owned all the iron, or no one owned all the means of making bread or something of that nature. So I'd be weary when people start saying that capitalism creates monopolies, because the communists and socialists of yesteryear argued that because they don't create monopolies, because capitalism doesn't create monopolies, we need to implement communism. So,
well, those are people that are, you know, they're just revising history. I mean, they're just making crap up. And they play off of basically what the government schools have been teaching kids in America, and that is that, well, there was these evil robber barons and these evil capitalists that just wanted to buy up everything and own everything and make all this money off of it. See, kids, capitalism's bad because of the robber barons. And, of course, you know, they don't really tell the truth about what capitalism is, and as a result, capitalism has sort of become this dirty word. I saw a video of a Ron Paul supporter the other night. I saw a video that was taken because he'd moved to New Hampshire as part of Operation Live Free or Die, and even he, in his tirade about, you know, he was talking about why he joined the operation and why he supports Ron Paul.
Right.
Even he misused the term capitalism. He used it in a sort of a negative connotation, so it just really goes to show how widespread the misunderstanding of that term is. Even amongst Ron Paul supporters, there are people that don't really understand what capitalism really is.
Well, I'd like to remind, you know, listeners that the closest thing to a monopoly, supposedly, that the capitalist society ever had was the Rockefeller Oil Company, and they had 80+% of the share of the market. And in monopoly theory, monopolies are supposed to cut back on supply and increase price. But it just happened to be this company that had 80+% of the market increased supply and lowered prices.
Mm-hmm.
So
otherwise, they would have lost their market share.
It doesn't work.
Right. If they hadn't have done that, they'd have lost their market share to their competitors.
Right. Yeah, the other 20%, 15% can move in real quick and kill their market share.
Yeah, exactly right. And it just really, again, it goes to show how people have just been misinformed over the years. I mean, the fact is, all the robber barons that they point to were men with connections to government. They were men with the ability to use the guns of government and the violence of the state to ensure that they had protection from competition. That's why they were bad guys, right. Not because they were capitalists. I don't even know if you could call them capitalists. They're right. Corporatists.
Oh, and Ian, one last thing. What's your favorite Megadeth album?
Oh, gosh. I don't know. they're pretty good. I don't know. Maybe Peace. No. I can't even think of the names of the albums right now. It's just I don't listen to music anymore. I don't really pay attention to it. But thanks for asking, and thanks for the call, Alex. 800-259-9231. I like the album with Hangar 18 on it. That's a good album, but I don't remember what it's called. 800-259-9231. Nick, I mean, are you with me on this capitalist misunderstanding?
Absolutely. Well, part of the problem is that we use capitalist to describe the system we have today.
And it's wrong. It's not.
Well,
it's a mixed economy.
It's wrong, but people don't really realize that we don't have it. People are told that we have a capitalist country, and they believe that, you know, it's basically a free market.
It's not even close.
But they don't realize, they don't really realize the full regulatory burden, just how socialized and corporatized the market is.
You're right, and that's why I believe that the term capitalism is dead. I think it's one of those dead terms like anarchy that should just be completely rejected by people in the liberty movement, because then you just have to spend all this time explaining to people, you know, what capitalism really is all about and why we don't really have a capitalist country today, and but you know, all this sort of backpedaling that you have to do to try to save the term. I don't know if free market is that much better off, but I feel like it hasn't been maligned as much. That's just the impression I get.
Well, it's hard to malign it because it has the word free in it. So when they attack that term, they kind of have to say, we need an unfree market. It kind of forces them to admit to what they really are.
Right. So I don't think that... that's why I don't like the term anarcho-capitalist. I think it combines two of the worst, most misunderstood terms together in the same concept. Free marketeer, voluntarist, anything's better than anarcho-capitalist. But you can take control even in these remaining moments. And again, we'll give you the slogan for a police academy class you won't believe in moments. It's Free Talk Live. Formaldehyde, boric acid, styrene, butadiene, TDI. These are just some of the chemicals used to make conventional mattresses. Is this what you want to be breathing every night? Scientists worry about these chemicals' effects on the developing brains of children, but they're not good for anybody, especially people with allergies. Latex mattresses made by SaviRest are made of natural latex rubber with no off-gassing chemicals, and dust mites can't live in them. Go to SaviRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SaviRest.com. For the sleep you've been dreaming of.
Did you stuff yourself at Thanksgiving? Plan on stuffing yourself the rest of the holiday season? Do some damage control right now with a rapid weight loss system you can fit in between celebrations. Don't let your weight get completely out of control this holiday season. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267. Do you need an easier way to stay in touch? A two-way radio may be for you. Two-way radios provide short-range communication with no recurring service charges. Perfect for outdoor activities like camping, hunting, and skiing. Great for amusement parks, cruises, or just keeping up with the kids around the neighborhood. Two-way radios can also make your business more efficient. Cut costs while increasing productivity in doctor and dental offices, restaurants, retail, warehouses, construction, and more. TWRadios.com is the Internet's leading two-way radio provider. With same-day shipping on top names. name brands including Motorola, Kenwood, Midland, Garmin, and Cobra, rest assured you'll be getting the most durable and reliable radios available. Visit us today at twradios.com. That's twradios.com. Or call us toll free at 800-584-1445 and let us help you choose the best radio for your needs. That's 800-584-1445 or online at twradios.com. Keeping in contact has never been easier or more affordable.
The disciples asked Jesus in Matthew 24, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, disease, and earthquakes in many places." We are living in this time of Earth's history. Many people are trying to understand the climactic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. 2 Peter says, "We have a more sure word of prophecy, and you do well if you take heed. But first know this, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation." The Bible says, "We'd like you to receive this new offer, Packet B, The Unholy Alliance." These materials document the global leaders, political and religious, behind the scenes. You will receive information regarding America and prophecy, tyrants and wars, the New World Order, and much more. As always, these materials are shipped to you at no charge. Please call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715. And ask for Packet B.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Only moments remain, but just enough time for your call if you make it now. At 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Nick.
800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features we give away, so enjoy those. And if you like the show, you want to help support Free Talk Live, go shopping at the Free Talk Live store. Just go to store.freetalklive.com and load up your cart with all kinds of great Free Talk Live-related merchandise. Everything from DVD classic archive collector sets to clothing like T-shirts and hoodies. We've got hats, various different types, including just regular sort of standard hats to little beanie caps, skull caps for wintertime. We've got all that stuff. Store.freetalklive.com. But you need to know, if you order between now and the end of the year, and you order, including in your order, you include a Free Talk Live T-shirt. It could just be in one order for one T-shirt. As long as there's one T-shirt in your order, we will send $10 to the Ron Paul campaign. So it's a great extra excuse to go there and shop at the Free Talk Live store. You'll get some great Free Talk Live gear. You'll help the Ron Paul campaign at the same time. What could be better? Store.freetalklive.com. All right, you're just going to be blown away by this one. Or maybe you won't. Maybe you're as cynical and jaded as I am towards the police, and you won't be surprised at all. Well, anyway, here's the story from the Associated Press, Boise, Idaho. A state police academy leader has disavowed the slogan of the most recent graduating class, urging one another to go out and cause post-traumatic stress disorder. See, each class at the Idaho Police Officer Standards and Training Academy is allowed to choose a slogan that's printed on its graduation programs. And the class of 43 graduates came up with, "Don't suffer from PTSD. Go out and cause it." That's what they wanted to print on their graduation programs. Somehow the word got out, and now listen to these officials backpedal away from it. According to the Veterans Association, tens of thousands of U.S. soldiers suffer from PTSD, which causes nightmares, flashbacks, and physical symptoms that make sufferers feel as if they're reliving trauma, even many years later. Crime, accidents, and other trauma can also cause it in civilians. Ada County Sheriff Gary Rainey, who attended the December 14th graduation, pointed out the slogan to the Academy's director, Jeff Black, minutes before the ceremony began. Rainey said a photograph of the program was emailed anonymously to news outlets throughout the state. "This is not something we encourage or condone," said Black. "It shouldn't have been there. It was inappropriate." Black said the class president was ex-military and the slogan slipped in. He declined to identify the graduate. Black said future slogans would be vetted by academy leaders. So,
well, Boise, Idaho is in Baghdad, so I don't think there's quite a need for the kill 'em all attitude.
Yeah, I mean, but really, it really is a look into the mindset, because there were 43 graduates in this class. Now,
The big wigs in the police department are trying to downplay this. They're saying, well, this would never, if we had been vetting this, this would never have made it through. And it was just the work of one guy. He slipped it in. I don't know if I believe them. I mean, maybe it's just me because I don't trust the cops. But if it's the graduates that it's their responsibility to pick the slogan, there must have been some level of discussion. There must have been some level of consensus here. Then they all said, yeah, that's a great idea, well, PTSD. Let's go ahead and cause it, boys.
That's the unsettling part, is this next generation of police officers is coming up with a slogan like that.
And it really is a look into the mindset of some of these people. And this is how they think. The slogan isn't, let's go out and protect and serve the citizens. I mean, that would make a little more sense. It would be a little more traditional, at least, to sort of reinforce the mythology of the police department, that's what they're supposed to be out there doing. But they're not even bothering with that anymore. Now it's, hey, we're going to go cause you PTSD.
Yeah, I like what we have here better. The state police say, I think, respect all, fear none, something like that.
Respect all, fear none. Okay. That's okay.
It's okay.
Yeah.
But when you have a slogan like that, like this one coming out of Idaho, right. It's just
what's
I don't think I don't think you or I could have come up with something more ridiculous for even tongue in cheek for a police academy motto.
What I mean, that makes me wonder what's next? I mean, is next year's slogan going to be crushing skulls with pride? I mean, how far is this going to go?
I don't know. I mean, this goes farther than I thought.
It's amazing.
It would in America.
And I bet you if this hadn't been nailed out to the news media, that this would have just gone right through and it would have just been kind of funny.
I'm sure it would have.
Yeah. But so they got caught with their pants down. They got caught red-handed. And then all of a sudden the backpedaling starts. Well, it never would have happened. We're going to be vetting this in the future. You know, and that way they can keep all this under wraps. See, that just because they vet the slogan, that won't mean the people are thinking any differently. That won't mean the cops don't have this kick-ass and take-names attitude anymore.
Right. Well, that's the real problem is some people might say, oh, well, this was only a joke. Well, if you're making a joke like that,
right.
And there's consensus that, haha, that's funny among a group of police officers,
right.
It really makes you question the integrity and the intentions of a whole police academy class,
yep.
Not just one or two guys. But this is an example where, you know, there was a consensus among a large group of people.
Certainly some people are more prone to be leaders than others, and I'm sure there were certain individuals that were more promoting this amongst the 43 members. But nonetheless, just another despicable example of how these people think. They are not out there. Do not fool yourself into thinking that these police, now I understand, we'll always get the complaints, you guys are unfair to the cops, there are good ones out there. I know, there are some good cops out there. But there is no end to the stories of corruption. There's no end to the stories of just cops out of control. We gave you two stories this hour for them busting into people's houses completely unnecessarily, using an unnecessary show of force, arresting a woman because she had the same name as another lady, and just holding her in jail just because they could. Just doing terrible, tyrannical things. Tasers being utilized when they're completely unnecessary. We see story after story of how out of control these cops are, and it should be very clear to you that the cops are not here to keep you safe. It may say protect and serve on the side of their car, but they're here to protect and serve the state and not you. That's clear to me. They aren't here to keep you safe. They're here to arrest you. If a cop is talking to you, he's looking, odds are good, he's looking for some reason to put you in a jail cell. So it really just comes down to a matter of dealing with the police in a sensible manner, and that is avoiding them at all costs, because there's no reason to bring them into your life. And I mean, the only reason I could think of is if somebody died and you had to call. And in that case, I would call the ambulance. Please, don't bring the cops along, okay? I don't want them here. But, I mean, really, if there's any way to avoid getting them involved in your daily life, please avoid it. Don't think for a moment that if you've got trouble with your son or daughter, that calling the cops in is going to help solve that problem. We've read stories where parents will call the police in to help, you know, maybe come give a lecture to little Johnny because he's been out of line. And what do they end up doing? They end up arresting him. In the case of the 14-year-old down in Florida who was arrested for taking his grandmother's car for a joyride. she called the cops on her grandson, thinking that cops were going to help. She's been raised, you know, with this mentality that the cops are helpful. They're your friendly little public servants, and you can use them to help keep your kids in line.
Especially with an older woman. There was a day and age in America where the cops probably would, if most people probably back then wouldn't have called the cops on that, but they might have just given the kid a lecture and gone. But things are different
maybe in
now.
Andy Griffith times.
Yes, but
sure.
Things have changed now. We've shifted to an us-versus-them mentality on the part of a lot of law enforcement officers and agencies.
That's what I'm trying to point out here, is don't call the cops. Because they showed up, they arrested this kid, they put him in a juvie camp, and then he got the crap beat out of him and died at the hands of his captors. So she wanted to teach her grandson a lesson, and boy, she got more than she bargained for. And then there's plenty of examples where the cops will come around sniffing for evidence. You know, they'll get some tip or whatever, and they'll come up to your house looking for something, or maybe they think you're smoking marijuana. Whatever it is that they're coming there for, if the cop's knocking on your front door, don't answer it. Barry Cooper from NeverGetBusted.com, I was watching him, he was being interviewed by Mark Emery, who I'm trying to get back on the show, by the way, from Cannabis Culture Magazine. He was being interviewed, and Barry Cooper said it. A former police officer, one of the top narcotics agents in Texas, he said, there's no reason to answer the door. Because the old thing, and we've talked about this before, we used to think this was a good idea, and now I agree with Barry, but the old idea was, well, if the cops come to your house, you walk outside, close the door behind you, lock the door and close it behind you if you want to talk to the cops. There's no reason to talk to them.
If they got a warrant, they're coming in anyway. So
that's what he said,
answer. So if they don't, they're going away.
Right. So why bother? If you really want to talk to the cops, talk to them through the door. Because especially if something's going on the inside. I mean, if you got somebody smoking a bong or whatever in your house and you open the door, the cops smell the marijuana, there is his probable cause to come in and search. So don't give them anything. Better yet, don't even talk to them. Don't answer the door. Do what the people do in the hood and ignore the police, because they are not going to make your life better. It's Vinny in here with you.
And Nick.
We'll see you tomorrow night. You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. You cannot truly appreciate the beauty of a silver Liberty dollar until you hold one in your hand. The way it catches the light, the heft of an ounce of silver, and the profile of Lady Liberty as she ponders a future bright with hope. That hope starts with the Liberty dollar. In just a few short years, over 20 million Liberty dollars are in circulation, with more than 100,000 people using the currency on a daily basis. Go to libertydollar.org. Stop being ripped off. Start using the Liberty dollar and return America to value, $1 at a time. Call 888-LIB-DOLLAR and visit libertydollar.org.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Since